Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Guest host for the next 2 hours here on InfoWars. I'm happy to be back. Thank you to the entire InfoWars team, including Alex Jones himself, the great Alex Jones, for allowing me to host this most incredible, most legendary, iconic, historic platform. You wake up in the morning and you get a text from the great Alex Jones that says, hey, can you come and host for the show? It's a great honor. It's a great honor. And under normal circumstances and normal times and normal sane and logical times, a person like Alex Jones would be revered and regarded as a hero, which he is to many of us. But ultimately, the people who are writing history want to write him down in history as a conspiracy theorist. Fortunately for all of us, and one of the reasons I really love hosting this platform and being on with Alex Jones is what used to be a mainstream media that controlled the narrative with headlines is now a mainstream media that tries to casino brainwash all the people who are jacked into social media, and they just can't do a good enough job defending the gate. And I mean, are we really surprised? They're incompetent people, right? They're wicked. They're evil. They're sinister. They have great technology, but in the end, they're pretty incompetent. They show that on a daily basis. And one of the ways they've shown themselves to be incompetent is that I am starting to see more than ever Alex Jones be credited for the truth that he's been bringing for the last 20 years. So every time I'm on the show, not only do I speak to the great InfoWars audience that has been here for the last two decades fighting against the establishment's narrative, I'm also speaking to all the people who may come in to the audience from the outside that always thought that a person like Alex Jones was crazy, that always thought that a person like Royce White was crazy. But now we're starting to see that the crazy is swinging in the other direction. And today we're going to get into this, the story of stories. I mean, in some ways it's the biggest story, in some ways it's a distraction. And the establishment loves a good twofer, right? They love to be able to get two things, kill two birds with one stone. And yeah, this transgender movement is certainly a perverted way or a way for them to get their pervert rocks off. Influence and degrade and decay the American culture, the strong American culture and history. But in another way, it serves as a huge distraction. No greater example than the news coming out of Anaheim, California, there, home to Disneyland. And we got tranny fairy godmothers, or also known as tranny godmothers. Men dressed up as fairy godmothers for the little kids to come and interact with. You can't make it up, people. And, you know, listen. This should insult each and every one of us. It doesn't matter what your party politics are. It doesn't matter what your race is. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. The simple fact that the mainstream media industrial complex and its corporate overlords, its corporate masters, that certain corporations, certain DEI allegiant, diversity, equity, and inclusion allegiant corporations with the influence and impact as big as a Disney, would spend so much time making this a priority. It should insult each and every one of you. Everybody who can hear this, everybody who's out there, the simple fact is nobody really cares. Nobody really cares who you're having sex with at your home. Nobody really cares. Nobody really cares how you identify. We really just don't care. Except for when you make it a point to bring that ideology, that sexuality, that identity crisis, or whatever else you want to call it, that empowerment to the theme parks of our young impressionable children, then we all seem to care much, much more. So that and much more coming. Well, you got me for 2 hours. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for tuning in and stay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The only show that dares to speak the truth. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon. I'm your guest host, Royce White, here for 2 hours. You got me for two full hours. I'm hoping you can stay engaged for that long. I'm probably going to get a little wild today for 2 hours. I won't be able to help myself. But we're here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we call it the belly of the beast because we had the George Floyd incident turned into the justification to have race and identity politics be the complete focus or linchpin, let's say, of New World Order. And it has become that. It's been that for a long time. But after the George Floyd thing, which I witnessed firsthand, it really started to drive home. I really started to walk around with his balls out, as I like to say it. And that's what we're doing now. We are saying that tranny godmothers, men dressed up as fairy godmothers in Disneyland is a symbol of progress. You know, those words like progress or sustainability or equity diversity and inclusion and tolerance and openness and all these other, catchwords that are supposed to make you feel good about them indoctrinating your kid with sexual politics. I mean, you can't even go to Disneyland anymore. I remember I was growing up, and if you could scour together enough shekels or enough coins as a family, everybody wanted to take a trip to Disneyland once a year. If you could, you know, some people were fortunate enough to be able to do that. Some people weren't. You know, some people made it a yearly visit, an annual trip for the family. Maybe you flew, maybe you took a road trip. There were a couple people in my immediate family that always took a nice road trip all the way from Minnesota down to Orlando, Florida to go to Disney World once a year. It's a much easier track down to Orlando than it is out west to California and Anaheim for us Minnesotans. But the point is, Disney has always been a staple of American culture. And you know, if we want to get technical, and we probably should get technical. Disney's always been suspect around their own little sexual messaging, even in the classics. You could find that readily yourself on YouTube or Google. It's not really hidden. It was certainly hidden as we were coming up and we were watching these things, as, you know, the cartoons, whether it was Mickey or even in some of the masterpiece classics. Pinocchio is one of the classic ones where, you know, all these little boys were being taken off to this strange place, this strange, mysterious place by this master human trafficker is what he was. But hey, you know, when you're an 8-year-old kid, and you're watching a Disney masterpiece classic in the theater or back home on VHS, it's back when they used to have VHS, you don't really think about the greater politics. Maybe your parents thought it was odd, but hey, Disney's big enough in the culture where we don't really question it in real time. We just roll with the punches. Well, slippery slopes we live on here in human civilization, slippery slopes we live on in society. And now we have found ourselves at the bottom of a mountain, and the avalanche is, it's on. The avalanche is coming. So let's bring the video up again, you know, if we can. I just want to show you guys, this is what happens. And for all you bourgeois Negroes out there, right, who say, oh, no, this is just to stop white supremacy, or this is just for us to be able to make sure that black people get a fair shake at work, or this is just to ensure that black women aren't criticized and wrongfully penalized for wearing their natural hair in the workplace, or this is just to make sure that just as many black people are hired as white people. Bring the video back up, please. Now, this has nothing to do with race at all, and it's a slap in the face to black people everywhere for them to clump us together with these weirdos. These people are weirdos. They're freaks. They're freaks. Nobody in their right mind would make the symbol of their rights, their freedoms, their citizenship, their political ideology, their identity. Nobody in their right mind would make the symbol of all those things the target of young, vulnerable children. Now, the flip side to that coin, or the rebuttal to that coin from all of these Marxist identity politics freaks, would be to say, hey, well, you guys teach kids Christianity at a young age, so you're indoctrinating them too. Yeah, that's a fair claim. Absolutely, we are. We're trying to evangelize young children. We're trying to save the souls of young children. We're trying to baptize young children in the idea and the mercy and grace of God and Christ, our Lord and Savior. Absolutely. Yeah. And we'll wear that with a badge of honor. But what we're not trying to do, is use Christianity to force sexual politics. And don't get me wrong. Man, woman, get married, monogamy. These are a form of sexual politics. No doubt. It's much different to bring a young child in and tell them ancient stories about the natural way, the natural order, men and women being human beings being a pair bonding species, and man and woman being the result of that pair bonding way more times than not. And a man and a woman choosing to spend their life together and to have a family and to try and build some type of productive, life for themselves and that family. And then telling a young boy to chop his penis off, if he feels a little bit too feminine on any given day, whatever feminine actually means. These are stark differences in what we would agree could be classified as sexual politics. Where are the alarms at? I mean, this is out of control. And in my opinion, it's out of control. It's way far and beyond out of control. You know, people are so, and let's talk about the Republicans for one moment. The Republicans are so afraid to be called racist. They're so afraid to be called bigots. They're so afraid to be called a sexist or misogynist or homophobic or transphobic. Well, you know, just put all of those on my bingo card. There's a Royce White bingo card out there. Go to your little chip bank right there next to you. Take out a chip and just cover all my bingo card against the Marxist identity politics, omnisexual, globalist, aristocratic weirdos. Because I'll tell you one thing. I'm openly transphobic. And I'm not transphobic for myself personally, but I think any sane and logical parent out there that has a child that is elementary age and younger, okay, middle school age and younger, anybody out there who's sane and logical that has a child that is middle school age and younger should, by definition, be transphobic. If you're not transphobic and you have a child out there that's middle school age or younger, you're probably just a negligent parent. And there's no shortage of negligent parents, because if you have a child that's that age, like I do, I fear every day what they may be teaching or doing to my child when they go to school. And there's been no shortage, even in my own community here, there's been no shortage of young children coming home. This is here in Minnesota. This is here in the Hopkins School District, West Metro suburb, best place to live in the country, best place to raise a family. West Metro and in the Twin Cities, Eden Prairie, Edina, Hopkins, St. Louis Park, Minnetonka, Wayzata, blah, 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 blah. There's been no shortage of parents who call around, who sound the alarm, who get on the horn and say, you won't believe what my kid came home and said was going on at school today when it comes to these LGBTQ curriculums and ideologies. Yeah, I'm transphobic. Yeah, I'm transphobic. Do I care if people dress up with like cross dress? No. No, don't really bother me at all. I'm going to laugh. You're not going to stop me from laughing. Do I care who you're having sex with at home? No, absolutely not. Doesn't affect me at all. Do I care if you're going to bring that way of life, that way of thinking, and force it on our kids without our consent? You bet your ass. I'm very, very concerned and very, very upset and very, very afraid of that. We're going to talk about this some more on the other side. We thank you for tuning in. I'm your guest host, Royce White here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Patriots and Cuck Slayers, it is your guest host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota, with you for the next 2 hours here on InfoWars, and I appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate all the great feedback from the InfoWars audience. I appreciate Alex Jones and his continued work to fight back against this evil globalist establishment. When we say the word globalist, when we say the word evil, when we say they're corrupt and wicked, a lot of people want to look at that and go, no, you're exaggerating. You're exaggerating. It's not that coordinated. It's not that evil. It's not that wicked. You know, you guys are just extremists. You're extreme right-wing Christians or white nationalists or Uncle Toms, as they would call me, or whatever they want to say. And, you know, some of these people know exactly what's going on in this country and around the world. And some people just don't want to have to confront it. They just don't want to have to deal with it. And we want to continue to minister to all those people who would rather not deal with it, those people we can reach. But there are people out there who know exactly what's going on, and they've made the conscious decision to participate. None other than our good friends over in Great Britain and the rest of the European Finocchios who continue to pave the road for the fourth industrial revolution and all these other technocratic, authoritarian, tyrannical sort of technological advancements, whether it be microchips, which we saw there first in Scandinavia, now making landfall here in America, or the fingerprint at the Whole Foods and the Panera Bread, you know, fingerprint, biometric e-commerce. That's not e-commerce, biometric commerce, as we could call it. All of this stuff, the European Finocchios are masters of our entire world, the global culture. That is what they mean when they say global citizenship. What they really mean is that the European Finocchios and the intellectual traditions that come out of Europe are going to guide the entire human civilization into the next beautiful chapter. And part of this next chapter, as we can bring up this article here, is the normalization of pedophilia. That's right. I know it sounds crazy. These are one of those things like 9/11 that sounded crazy 20 years ago. Well, this sounded crazy about, I don't know, 2 years ago, 2 days ago, 2 hours ago, 2 weeks for some people. But it's here, full blown. Bring up the article. Yeah, I'm a pedophile, not a molester. And you know, I fantasize about children. Now, understand, we live in a culture where Alex Jones, Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, Royce White, Joe Rogan, even at some times, as liberal as he is, all of these people have been deemed persona non grata, dangerous, a threat to national security and democracy. To even platform these people is a threat. To even give these people any type of airtime is a threat. It's a threat to stability. Yet the British public broadcasting channel, Channel 4, was willing to give a platform to a man saying that you could in fact be a pedophile but not a molester. And if you go down and to scroll, if you go and watch the interview, basically what he's saying is, yeah, I have thoughts about abusing children. I've just made the conscious decision not to act on them. Is that not a threat? Is that not a danger? I mean, why are the kids constantly in the crosshairs of this agenda? Why are our children, humanity's most vulnerable, why are humanity's most vulnerable constantly in the crosshairs of this agenda. A virtuous pedophile? There's such a thing as a virtuous pedophile, and this is the slippery slope. And I don't think people want to acknowledge that there is a significant correlation. There's a significant connection between sexual neurodivergence, okay, sexual deviance, sexual divergence, what they call it, non-binary sexual identity or sexual preference. There is a correlation between those things and child molestation. And you say, well, what do you mean? Why do you say, well, just look at the statistics. Look at their own testimony. Look at the testimony of the LGBTQ. By their own testimony, many of them developed their sexual orientation, their sexual preferences, or their sexual worldview in the darkness and shadow of being molested or abused sexually as a young person, whether it was by a family member, which it usually is, a family member of the same sex, or a family member of the opposite sex. Still, it had a scarring effect on their outlook on life. And if you look at the self-reported statistics from pedophiles, which you can only trust so far, but many pedophiles say that they suffer from child abuse as early on in life. So there's a correlation there. Why on earth would anybody out there who's logical and sane accept this idea that none of this is mental health related? Now, none of it is mental illness. None of it are mental health disorders. None of them are psychological disorders. All of it is the way you were born, that you were. And again, to imply that you were born that way means that there's a biological baseline, which they want to throw biology all the way out at the same time. It doesn't make any sense. None of it makes any sense. The question isn't how they've concocted this rubbish story about sexual identity and sexual orientation. Now we're going to normalize pedophilia because, hey, I mean, when your government steals, everybody steals, right? So now, because the truth has become so flimsy from the top down or the bottom up, we'll lie ad nauseum. We'll lie about anything. We'll make up any story we want. The entire essence of reality has become a la carte, and nobody wants to double and triple down more than the Marxist identity politics who claim to be progressives when really they're regressives. They're trying to regress us back to the primal instinct of dominance and violence and anger and all the things that we developed and evolved out of our society through intellectual enlightenment. No. And again, this is what the contribution of Abraham was. The contribution of Abraham was culturally and was culturally significant. We're done with human sacrifice. We're done with child sacrifice. God asked Abraham to come up into the hillside and sacrifice his son to show his loyalty and his obedience to God. And when he gets there, Abraham is going to do it because of his love for God, because of his obedience and faith. He's going to do it. And God says, no, we're not doing that anymore. I love you for being faithful and obedient, but we're not doing that anymore. And the Abrahamic culture changed the entire human civilization where it touched. It changed the culture and the norm around the protection of children. And now when the society rejects Christianity, we have full-blown pedophiles saying, give me a break. Give me a break. I'm just a pedophile. I'm not a molester. And we're going to put these people on national television? Are you kidding me? I'm not following them. I know all the patriots and cuckslayers out there across the world are fed up, and we're not following either. We're ready to stand up and say enough is enough.
I've studied how the globalists, how the mad scientists are controlling us, and they're doing it by keeping us undernourished. You can eat all the food you want in the world, but if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals in an organic, absorbable form, if you don't have the key elements like iodine, you are literally like someone in a paddle boat without oars, without paddles. Ladies and gentlemen, we are running a flash sale because we're about to sell out of both of these, of X3 and Vitamineral Fusion. in the final days of August. This is a fundraiser. We'll sell out of this. I can sell it at full price. But I want those of you that have been on the fence and never tried X3 or never tried Vibramental Fusion to take action and try this product, because I know you're going to be blown away by the energy, the stamina, the focus, the libido. This is so critical. Get your X3 and Vibramental Fusion for 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
You can run on for a long time. Run on.
This is it, ladies and gentlemen. This is the fight. This is the last stand of people who believe in freedom, people who believe in having a country. They want to demonize having a country. They want to demonize freedom. I've seen multiple mainstream media, industrial complex outlets flat out demonize the word freedom as a dog whistle for white supremacy. Here I am, a black man who loves Alex Jones to death. I think Alex Jones has done a great job. He's a hero. Actually, words can't describe what Alex Jones has done for everybody out there across the world. There's not even words that can describe it, really. It's divine, to say the least. It's divinely inspired. And here I am, a black man on the show of the great Alex Jones, and I believe in freedom. I mean, I think that's pretty basic. It's not complex. We don't got to get way down in the weeds of conspiracy. We don't have to talk about 9/11, or we don't have to talk about the UAVs that our government are reverse engineering. We don't have to talk about the fires in Maui. We don't have to talk about the fires in Sicily. We don't have to talk about gain of function research or the Uyghurs in the concentration camps in Xinjiang, China. We don't have to talk about what's going on in Africa with the cobalt mines in the Congo. We don't have to talk about any of those things to understand who we're dealing with. We are dealing with people who would actually try and convince Americans, American citizens, that the word freedom itself is now a threat. The word freedom itself is now a negative, is now a dog whistle for racism. When an establishment goes that far out of its way to convince you that freedom itself is the enemy, that the basic concept of freedom itself is the enemy, what do you think they mean to take from you? Freedom. It's very simple. And this is the fundamental difference between the two political platforms. One party wants to expand the federal government to the global scale. I mean, as if the federal government wasn't already incompetent enough. I mean, they can't even stop a fire in Maui. They can't stop the fire because they probably had something to do with the fire. I mean, we get it, right? But let's just say they didn't, just for argument's sake. They still show a radical incompetence in being able to fight fires. They can barely fight fires. They want you to go live on Mars. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. They want to expand your citizenship to a global citizenship. They're having trouble governing right here at home. You can't even go to the DMV and not spend the entire day to get tabs to be able to drive on the road. You think that's by accident? That's by design. It's by design that it takes an entire day to get your registration and tabs at the DMV. It's by design that it takes 6 months in some places across the country to be able to renew your driver's license if you have to take a driver's test again. It's by design that it's hard to go and get your birth certificate or official documentation. All of these things are by design. They make them seem so organic, though, don't they? They make it seem like it's just happening because, hey, it's a lot of people that we got. It's a lot to deal with. It's a lot to govern. And, yeah, it is. It's not easy to govern. Don't get me wrong. It's not easy to run a classroom. It's not easy to run a police station. It's not easy to run an army. It's not easy to run a business. It's not easy to do any of those things. But there's a stark difference between it being difficult and them engineering it to bring a certain result down on you. And the result is clear. The result is clear because the result is being made public. The result is being said out loud. We want to reduce the freedom of movement. We want to reduce the freedom of representation. We want to reduce the freedom of economy. We want the economy. We want the representation. We want the movement to be constrained to where we have more control over what you do, what you do. And they'll tell you it's for your own good. They'll tell you, hey, the 15-minute city, it's going to reduce crime. It's going to bring more equity to the distribution of resources. It's going to even out the standard of living and the cost of living. And, I mean, yeah, okay, it might do some of those things, right? I don't know. If I live in an 8x8 cell, I guess it probably will cost less energy than if I live in a nice 3,500 square foot house. None of them had a problem with it. None of them had a problem with the mansions or the super mansions when they were all colluding behind the scenes with Wall Street and the bankers and the people in the housing market and all the other people, you know, who were involved in that scam. They didn't have a problem with it when they were selling people, you know, 6,000 square foot houses. Who didn't have good enough credit right? And they did all of these, these tranches and these CDOs, these collateralized debt obligations, and all the whole thing that went down with the crash of the housing market in 2008, which led to the eventual financial crisis in 2009, which we really still haven't recovered from. And nobody served a day in prison over that scam. Nobody had a problem with how much energy it cost to power these homes then. Now all of a sudden they get caught with their hand in the cookie jar, fudging the numbers, running a Ponzi scheme of global proportions, mind you. Let's be clear. The financial crash of 2008 and the housing market here in America threatened to destabilize the entire global economy. Who bailed them out? You did. You bailed out the people who are supposed to be the experts and smarter than you and know how to make sure you can continue on to live with freedom. You bailed them out financially, and now they're going to tell you you need to live in an 8x8 micro house in order to conserve energy and save the planet. And oh, by the way, we're going to go to micro houses. We're going to go to micro classrooms. We're going to go to solar pencils. I don't know what these people will think up next. I don't know. And oh, by the way, while we radically reduce your power, your energy consumption, breathing's going to come soon. Soon, you won't have to worry about the sexual politics at the elementary school for your kids, because many of you are going to stop having kids because you won't be able to afford it. Because when the carbon tax comes on you as an adult, you better be damn sure they're going to put a carbon tax on dependents, minors, children, and then people will just stop having children. They'll go, oh, well, children are too expensive. I can't pay the carbon tax. That'll be a way that the government incentivizes you not to have children. Anti-human, anti-God. You're not going to have to worry about the sexual politics at the school, but for the time that you do, not only are we going to reduce the consumption of energy, we're going to put pedophiles, we're going to put resentful, vendetta-driven, liberal white women, we're going to put black bourgeoisie, loudmouth, obnoxious women, we're going to put beta male cucks right there at the helm in your elementary school, and your kids don't have a choice. And if you don't like it, you can homeschool them. You can take them to private school and pay triple for the same type of politics, mind you, because a lot of the private schools have the same little diversity, equity, and inclusion curriculum springing up. Or you can send them to charter school, or take your kid and, you know, where you want. Your tax money in your district that's going to that public school has nothing to do with how you see fit for your child to be raised, because we know better than you. We're smarter than you. We went to school and then said we were sexually assaulted. Warm room. We're that smart. We crashed the housing market. A bunch of financial experts. And now they're going to tell you, you have no say in what happens at your kid's school. You can't make it up. You can't make it up, people. We're at a crossroads. We're at a tipping point. And if I sound pissed off or if I sound obnoxious, because I think this whole thing is obnoxious, to be quite honest with you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I've studied how the globalists, how the mad scientists are controlling us, and they're doing it by keeping us undernourished. You can eat all the food you want in the world, but if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals in an organic, absorbable form, if you don't have the key elements like iodine, you are literally like someone in a paddle boat without oars, without paddles. Ladies and gentlemen, we are running a flash sale, because we're about to sell out of both of these, of X3 and Vitamineral Fusion in the final days of August. This is a fundraiser. We'll sell out of this. I can sell it at full price. But I want those of you that have been on the fence and never tried X3 or never tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion to take action and try this product, because I know you're going to be blown away by the energy, the stamina, the focus, the libido. This is so critical. Get your X3 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion for 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your guest host, Royce White, and I'll be here for another hour on the great InfoWars. I'm very happy, very thankful to be here on InfoWars. I appreciate you all tuning in. I appreciate Alex Jones and his audience. I'm told that we are streaming live on War Room's Getter page and on their Rumble page as well. So we're getting the crossover right now, both audiences, and we need it. We need it now more than ever. We need to put aside petty differences now more than any time in American history. I can't say it enough. I can't stress it enough. All of the little idiosyncrasies and quirks and things that we disagree upon, we need to set aside right now for the greater cause. And there is a greater cause. And if we don't, we'll continue to slide downhill. I mean, 2024, as much as people are, oh, well, the machine is going to be the machine no matter what we do, or even if we win in 2024, they'll sandbag Donald Trump, or they'll railroad Donald Trump, or whatever excuse you could come up with not to get involved. Whatever excuse you can come up with not to get involved, keep it, right? Put it in your pocket. Go caucus with the Democrats, or you know, just get out of here. Get out of the way, right? The people who want to stick around understand. And I know I'm preaching to the choir. Understand, this is the pivotal moment. If we do not take the country back now, we will lose America. There won't be a country. I mean, in many ways, you could already say we don't have a country. Our country is being ran by pedophiles, by con artists, by liars, by Satanists. I mean, quite literally, you know, nuclear engineer, whatever his role is there at for the Biden administration. Open Satanists, you know, doing rituals and seances and dildo conventions or whatever they're up to. I don't really know. You know, I'm from here. I'm from Minnesota. I mean, we often have to come back to the LGBTQ thing, and it sort of makes our position seem like a caricature. But to us, it makes it seem like a caricature that we even have to talk about this in our country today and how prominent it's become. Right. And it is prominent. I mean, we have a full blown war that is broken out with a nuclear superpower, an adversary that's a nuclear superpower. The nuclear superpower have more nukes than we do. Full-blown war is broken out there, skirmish in the Eastern Bloc, in the Ukraine. Full-blown war. We're at war, full-blown. We're in a full-blown biological war with China and any other would-be parties that are involved in the biological war that's going on all around the world. The race for biological supremacy is what you could think of it as. I don't know who's involved. There's governments, there's secret intelligence agencies, probably there's independent contractors, there's private corporations, there's all kinds of manners of people involved in the race for biological warfare supremacy. But regardless, we are in a biological war with China right now as we speak. And oh yeah, COVID's coming back. Yeah, get ready. They're telling people at different certain key essential jobs, prepare themselves because the masks are going to be rolling back around here come the fall. Be ready because the lockdowns may even be coming back here in the fall, all from some variant in Canada. Now, two things. One is once the COVID door was open, the revolving door of variants is obviously a well that will never run dry. There will always be some new variant. And I'm not saying there's not actually a variant. What I'm saying is that most of us out there who wake up every morning, take our child to school, go to work, get off of work, come pick our child up, take them to their after school activities, go home, feed them, go to bed, wake up, do it all again. Most of us have no clue what the variant is, what the variant means, if the variant is real or not. No, most of us have no clue. And this is how we've allowed our citizenship and our governance to be handed over to people who we should have never trusted it with. So we have a COVID scamdemic, let's call it. I'm calling it a scamdemic. You could call it what you want. And I'm, again, let's be clear for all the technocratic, omnisexual, posh, yuppie, Silicon Valley, you know, big tech, social media oligarchs. Am I saying that there's not a virus? No. I'm not saying that. In fact, I think we should be more worried about the virus than most people actually are. And I'll talk about that maybe in the next hour. But what I am saying is whether or not the virus is what they say it is, it culturally has opened Pandora's box for us to be at the behest of the government and a global government in a way that many of us couldn't have possibly imagined before. Many of us. That many of us doesn't include Alex Jones. He's been warning you for 20 years. I'm only 30 years old. 20 years ago, Alex Jones has been warning you people since I was 10. Since I was in regular, since I was in elementary school, 10 years old, where we played kickball on the playground, where the girls double dutched on the playground, where we still worried about math and reading and science. And the coolest thing that we got to do was go to the science museum. And I remember going to the Minnesota History Center and they got the grain belt exhibit, where it's kind of like a big chutes and ladders sort of deal. And we all had a blast going up and down the grain belt at the Minnesota History Center. Now, they're taking kids to the science museum and the science museum, or I'm not sorry, not the science museum. Don't want to throw any shade on the science museum that they don't deserve here in Minnesota. The Walker Art Museum is having demon. If we could pull that up there at the control room, the Walker Art Museum in Minnesota is inviting people to a demon summoning. What is going on here? What is going on here? We used to be fine. I mean, as children, I can say it was fine just to go to the local park, and get on the swings. Maybe there's a young lady that I like that I had a crush on in the sixth grade, and I just want a little bit of time to walk on over and have a few casual words with her outside of the ears of the teacher or the other kids or whatever, you know. Maybe I just want to tell her, hey, I think you're pretty, right? Us young men, us young, rugged, individualist American men used to be fine just going to the park for our field trips. Now we got to go to a demon summoning at the Walker Art Museum. Are you people sick in the head? This is getting outrageous. And I say this all to say, again, if we do not put aside our petty differences, we are going to lose our freedom. You have to make a decision right now all across the country. All across the country, we have to make a decision right now what we're willing to sacrifice, what pride, what ego, what cultural, individual upbringing we had, all of it. We have to decide what we're willing to put away, what we're willing to leave behind, what we're willing to lay down in order to come together, unite against these people, because they're unified. Oh, they're unified. You think they're not unified? You think the black bourgeoisie woman who they taught at the Marxist University isn't connected with the white liberal Gloria Steinems and the beta male cuck Jeffrey Epstein's, who said the way of the future is for the way women think? You think they're not connected to a local gang leader in the metropolitan area of a young black gang who has influence over young black men? You think they're not all unified? You think the people there in Davos aren't connected with the powers that be there in Israel, with the powers that be there in Saudi Arabia, with the powers that be there in Beijing, with the powers that exist here, right here in Washington, D.C.? You think they're not all coordinated? They're coordinated. They're coordinated. Our inability to realize how coordinated they are stems from our inability to coordinate ourselves. We can't put down differences. We struggle to put down differences to come together and unite. This is not a problem for them. Because at bottom, whatever cultural identities they presume or they proclaim to be living underneath the umbrella of, really they're working in the interest of one single effort. One single effort. That's to destroy the idea of freedom so they can enslave people. So you won't have a choice whether or not to have your spirit damned to hell. That's what a Satanist wants. They want to create a circumstance where everywhere you turn is your damnation. Where there is no choice but damnation, where the entire existence of human civilization is contaminated with sin and evil and depravity. This is the ingenious of the satanic worldview and their demonic practice. Stay tuned to the other side of the...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.